Arizona's health care coverage for children has been up and down. As far back as 2010, lawmakers froze enrollment in the state's program KidsCare because they said there wasn't enough available funding. The program applied to children from lower-income families who couldn't qualify for coverage through Access, Medicaid here in Arizona. The six-year freeze ended after the federal government said it would pay for the entire program. Then there was a legislative fight before lawmakers voted to restore KidsCare. At this point, nearly 28,000 are enrolled in the program. A bill being considered in the current legislative session could cause some changes, and those would be dependent upon whether federal funding drops. Arizona Republic child welfare reporter Mary Jo Pitzel has been following HB 2127, and she's with me. Mary Jo, how much of this will come down to the final state budget, and is it a solution in search of a problem?
There is concern that the legislation that pertains to kids' care might not happen. And if you need a little bit of background, 2 years ago, the legislature passed a bill that said, hey, we can rejoin this children's health insurance program at no cost to Arizona because the feds are picking up the cost. And it took all kinds of arm twisting to make that happen because of a deep concern that, well, what do you do when the federal funding, if and when, you know, the federal funding goes away, we don't want Arizona stuck with the bill. You know, the proponents said, well, it's all free, so let's just sign up. They put in a caveat that said that if federal funding dropped even a penny, then the state would freeze enrollment in this children's health insurance program. And that's where things stand right now. And then along comes a new federal budget, and there is a proposal to reduce the federal funding for children's health insurance by 2020. It would be about a $5 million cost. And some people are saying, we really don't want to let that happen on automatic pilot.
Could you give me a progress report as far as where the bill is right now?
So the bill proposes to say, let's take it off of the automatic freeze and let's just let it come up whenever, if and when it ever does, as a normal spending map. It came to the House quite easily, went over to the Senate, stalled there. It got a hearing, but only for information purposes, which is a nice way of sort of patting, you know, the sponsor on the head and saying, well, we'll hear your bill, but we're not going to act on it. And there it is sat for quite some time. There has been an effort to revive it through some parliamentary maneuvers, but it still needs to get through the Senate. And whether that's when and whether that's going to happen is an open question.
Is kids care one of those that is always sort of walking a tightrope when it comes to, it's something that gets talked about a lot in terms of, yes, of course, we want to have good health care for our kids, but this does seem like one that's always sort of ready to fall off based on which way lawmakers are leaning.
Well, certainly that's been the case, you know, really since the recession. If you remember, during the recession, the state froze enrollment in the program, and since they weren't letting new people in and, you know, children on the program, obviously, you know, age, it dropped to like, I forget now, 500, 200 some kids. It dwindled to almost nothing. And proponents are just sitting there tearing their hair out saying, look, this is a no-brainer. If we keep kids healthy, we save ourselves a lot of costs down the road. But again, what's driving a lot of this is just this profound fear of being stuck with the bill, having the feds obligate the state to something, and then the federal government backing out and leaving the state with the tab. And it is, yes, it's been a perennial problem since at least the recession. That's a decade.
And has this been a pretty safely partisan issue on this one? Are we hearing more conservative folks on one side and more progressive folks on the other side?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, at least the leadership, the Republican leadership right now is balking at this, and really it's specifically in the Senate, where there is a lot of bad blood. 2 years ago, when this automatic freeze deal was brokered, they had to roll the Senate president, who was Andy Biggs at the time, and there's still a lot of members remember that. They're still around, and there's a lot of bad blood left over from that. That said, I mean, there are the bill sponsor is Regina Cobb. She's a Republican from Kingman. So there is bipartisan support for it, and I would say one-party opposition to it.
What are you expecting to see next? I mean, considering the fact that it's very possible, though maybe not likely, that Sine dies within the next couple of weeks, depending on the budget, does this sort of thing break through?
Most likely it will. You know, again, it's not— It doesn't even cost any money this year. It doesn't cost any money in the following budget year. So why not pass this is the argument of the proponents. And the opponents say, you know, why don't we just wait and have that discussion if and when a bill, meaning we got to pay the feds, materializes. But I suspect that this is something that will work its way out in the budget negotiations. It'll be a bargaining chip. And when we sign EDI, you said the next couple of weeks. I mean, yeah, I'm hearing I'm hearing numbers. I thought it was going to be this week. That's what I heard last week. So, you know, this will probably come down in the final minutes of the budget. Interestingly, just like it did 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mary Jo Pitzel, longtime legislative reporter, now child welfare reporter for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Mary Jo, thanks.
You bet. Thanks so much, Steve.